On the telephone line, the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bear basketball team, Richard Barron. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Yourself?
Doing fine.
Getting ready for getting ready for spring. Big stretch of games ahead. But I want to talk about yesterday. I noticed on social media you posted about splitting up your practice. That you did a little bit of work, some shooting work in the morning, took a break, and then in the afternoon, later in the day, film work and defense. How did that go for you? Did that work well?
It did. It's a necessity. I mean, I think all of us would love to have a block practice time. One of the challenges is that we don't have a lot of sections offered in classes. And so we have to try to work around allowing the guys to take what they want to take. You know, so some schools and some programs just say, look, you can't major in that. You can't study that if you want to be a basketball
right.
player. And that doesn't work well for me. I feel like they ought to, you know, if they want to be an engineer, we need to accommodate them in some way. And so this year is particularly challenging. And then you throw in that we have one practice facility and two teams trying to use it. That makes it even more difficult. So we have an hour and a half here, an hour and a half there. And that's how we broke it down. And so yesterday the guys were great. Their energy was really good. I think that was a follow up to, a game Saturday. We got back Sunday, Saturday where we played Stony Brook. And I thought we played well and played with an intent and purpose and just didn't close it out. We had a lead at the end of the game and, we didn't score the last 4.5 minutes of the game. I had good shots, just missed them. And I think in most respects outplayed Stony Brook on the road, the second best team.
Yeah, going for a big upset there and came up short. How do you come out of that game? Do you feel good that you played well, that you had that shot, or does it just get frustrating?
It's both. I spent most of last night awake thinking about the game and thinking about the upcoming game. Had a hard time sleeping, and when they're those games, you just think, "Gosh, what could we have done?" You know, you're right there. We were playing hard, but I felt a strong connection with our guys and their effort in that game, and we overcame adversity. We had some bad breaks. They gave a foul to Steph Ingo that wasn't his. They misassigned a foul and put his fourth foul on him in the second half, which really was his third. And there's not much we can do about it. The book's wrong. It was a scoring error, and you got to roll with it. Our guys did, and after that we rallied off, I think, about a 15-1 run to take a pretty commanding lead. But then as we came down the stretch, we just missed a lot of shots. So, that's the way the game is. I think if we had had more games like that this year where we gave that sort of effort, we would have found a way to come out of this one with a win. But we need more experiences like that. What's, always obvious is that you're only as good as, kind of your last performance, and we were trending upwards in that one. So you got to feel good about trending upwards. At the same time, we've talked about moral victories, and they're not that satisfying. They're real. I mean, you have to acknowledge them. There is something to be said for improvement. So, just looking at our team this year as an example, our margin of defeat is 4.6 points a game or something like that in conference.
Wow.
That's two possessions. And so we're right there. Every game, we're right there. We've led in the second half of all but two games in conference. I had a second-half lead. So I think by all those sort of metrics, we're an improved team and a competitive team and certainly a team that nobody wants to face early in this, in the playoffs. At the same time, we're also that far away from being really good. So it's close, but it seems like at times insurmountable sort of chasm that we've got to break or cross or whatever. So I'm mixing a lot of analogies there.
That's quite all right. So three games left. Realistically, what do you need to do in these next three?
I think first of all, we've got to make the playoffs.
Right.
Whether it's going to Vermont again or going to Stony Brook if we end up with a 7 seed. I think we can finish as high as tied for 6, but we could also finish as, you know, poor as last and not go. So, you know, we got to win another game, at least one probably to secure our spot. Binghamton has 2 to play. If we both lost out, we would own the tiebreaker. But I think we have, with 2 home games to play, UNH and UMBC, teams that we, you know, feel like we should have won the first time we played them. That doesn't mean that they're not going to play better the second time we face them, but at least the first time we played them, we felt like we probably should have come away with wins and had leads again in the second half. Well, so, you know, if we could find a way to win 1 or 2 of those and go on Hartford, go to Hartford on the road and see what we can do, I think we can head into this, you know, playoff scenario with a little bit of momentum. And again, using Stony Brook as you know, a game as a point of reference, or even our Vermont game here at home, which we played without Sergio, where we lost by 2. I feel like, and I think our guys are starting to feel like we can play with anybody. We've just got to get past being competitive and into that victory column.
Well, the first step is tomorrow night. You're home at the Cross Center. Hopefully a good crowd will turn out for this one. And yeah, it's a New Hampshire team that you lost to by 6 last time. And I remember you telling us in advance of that game that it was a team that you felt you matched up pretty well with.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, there are a lot of – the league's really competitive this year, and there are a lot of teams that are close. I think UNH deserves a lot of credit for their turnaround. They finished last in the league last year and have really resurrected themselves with a lot of the same personnel. So Coach Herrien and his staff and his players deserve a lot of credit. At the same time, they're beatable, and we need to go out there and do that. We need to have a little bit of revenge on our mind as we, you know, play them here at home, and I hope our fans get out there and support us.
That would be great. Well, we wish you good luck tomorrow night. Appreciate it, as always, you making the time for us, and we'll visit again next Tuesday.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach. Richard Barron with us on Downtown or Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.